The House Finance Committee today voted to reduce the amount the state would draw from Alaska Permanent Fund earnings to pay for the state budget this year. The committee voted 6-4 to draw 4.75% of the fund's market value. That's a 0.5% less than what Governor Bill Walker proposed. Homer Republican Representative Paul Seaton says the lower percent of market value, or POMV, draw is more sustainable. He's the committee's co-chairman and caucuses with the mostly Democratic majority.
The amount of the draw is not based on what our budget deficit is or those kind of things. The amount of a POMV draw is based on the economics of an endowment.
Endowments aim to grow faster than inflation. A consultant for the Permanent Fund Corporation recently lowered the amount it projects the fund will grow in the future from just under 7% to 6.5%. Anchorage Republican Representative Lance Pruitt says reducing the draw will increase the argument for an income tax, something he opposes.
I would rather say, let's look at where we can adjust appropriately and manage, which would be the earnings reserve right now, than to look at an income tax within the next couple years.
The draw amount faces a vote in the full House. If the House passes it, it would go to the Senate for a vote. The committee also changed the portion of the draw that would be devoted to permanent fund dividends. They set it at 1/3 of the draw, which would mean dividends of roughly $1,250 this year. All members of the majority caucus who were present voted for the change. The members of the Republican minority caucus voted no. Majority caucus independent Jason Gren was absent.